When you've worked as long in the industry as I have, which is almost 30 years now, and you've taken the problems and the opportunities of education as seriously as I believe I have. I've been either chairman or a governor of the National Film and Television School for 21 of those years. I think this feels wonderfully appropriate. I only hope I deserve it.
You're mentioning education. That's a very important aspect in your life, isn't it? Some of the other work you've done a whole plethora of different bits and pieces for the education world.
Yes. I believe I have. I teach at Bristol University, where I'm Professor of Film and Television, and have been doing that since 1981. As I say, I'm Chairman of the National Film and Television School, and the last 2 years I've almost exclusively worked on audiovisual and new media opportunities within education.
Also doing the odd bit of lecturing at the University of Humberside as well.
That I have. I was here in October, and also in the region, Bradford and at Leeds. I've been fairly active in the North East.
Your career began in advertising, didn't it?
It did, long ago as 1958.
How did you make the step from advertising into film production?
I don't know, it seemed logical at the time. I'd done 10 years in advertising. I really, with the arrogance of youth, I thought that I would have done that. I'd always been fascinated by movies, and I don't know, there didn't seem to be a particular problem, except that I couldn't join the union in those days, so I could only be a producer. I wasn't allowed to take up any other grade. Quite ironic in hindsight.
Some of the films you've been responsible for: Midnight Express, The Mission with Jeremy Irons, and of course Memphis Belle, which was filmed at Binbrook,
yes,
on the South Bank in our area.
And at York.
Yeah. Any more plans for more films set around East Yorkshire and North Lincolnshire?
I've never worked that way. I mean, what you actually end up doing is you decide what film you're going to do, and then you look for the most appropriate location for it. I mean, for certain this year, the big project I'm doing is a 14-hour adaptation of a novel called A Suitable Boy, all of which is set in India and all of which will be shot in India. So my life tends to get decided for me in terms of the material I'm pursuing.
Do you find, though, that the British film industry, and certainly for basing a film in Britain, that the government aren't doing enough to encourage filmmakers and film producers like yourself to actually base something in England?
Yes, I mean, it's an easy thing to criticise. I mean, the truth of the matter is the government aren't doing themselves or the industry justice. Where you've got a situation in Ireland, where they take a much, much smaller country with a tiny industry, where they take the industry seriously, a series of intelligent and thoughtful and profitable, highly profitable government initiatives have resulted in Irish films moving from one film 6 years ago to about 25, 30 films today. I mean, they've actually made an enormous success of their industry, and there's not one single thing the Irish government have done that the British industry couldn't have replicated with considerably more success pro rata. But there seems to be a rigid refusal with this government, and particularly within the Treasury, to take the kind of initiatives which the industry and common sense screams for.
Now, finally, in the papers, I know there was talk a couple of weeks ago in the Daily Telegraph of you maybe looking for a satellite television channel.
I read that. I wouldn't necessarily believe it all. What that alluded to is the fact that I've been working with the BBC and the Open University and the British Council for about 18 months now in an attempt to put together a kind of UK PLC consortium to make absolutely sure that we play the role that's available to us in worldwide education, worldwide learning. It's an extraordinary irony. The short speech I'm making today, I actually penned earlier this week. Scanning today's newspapers, it looks as though I'm the most prescient person in the world, because it couldn't be more relevant.